Okay, we're continuing in the Drosha Saran. We're in the Drosha Shneimasar, the Masada Rav Kook, on page Taf Tzadi Hei. So last time we talked about the Isser of magic and astrology and superstitions and omens and all that stuff. So the Ran continues, and since we're not allowed to be engaged in these supernatural things that can maybe help us figure out what to do in the future. So Nechzer Tzas Toeles Habayim Be'itan, we're missing a little bit that you get from knowing astrology, for example, because you can know a little bit about the future. So since the Torah forbade that for us, Amar Navi Mikir Becha, so the Torah tells us, therefore, I will give you a Navi, Me'achecha, from your brothers, Kamoni, like me, this is Moshe talking, Yakim Lecha Hashem Elokecha, Hashem will give you a love tishmon, and you must listen to the Navi. And the Torah of Anash Mishiyam, the Torah punished someone who will not listen to this Navi, right? Hashem says, you don't want to know the future, I'll give you prophets, but you need to listen to them. As it says, V'haya isha she'lo yishma el divrei dvarai she'idaber bishmi anochi adrosh minimo. Hashem says, listen to the word. Okay. V'teima. Now the Ran asks a question. If you were listening with us in the previous drush, this negative is basically a repeat. He wants to know, Eich ansha Torah v'lo bira satanayim asha behem nismoch alav. How does the Torah punish you not listening to the Torah without telling you how to figure out who's a real Navi? Ukemosha chashasha v'amra, just like the Torah tells us, Eich aneda sadavar shal dibro Hashem, just like it says, there's a pasuk that says, if you'll ask, how will I know what Hashem didn't say? It tells you, you must listen to the Navi. And then the Torah says, and if you want to know what did Hashem not say, the Torah goes on to tell you, if the Navi says it's going to rain tomorrow and it doesn't rain, then you know that's something that Hashem did not say. But why didn't the Torah tell us? That just tells us how we know who's false. But how do we know who's correct? It should have also said, HaYiraya Lachosh V'lomer should have also told us, Eicha Neidah Sadaver Shed Dibro Hashem. The Torah should have also asked, if you want to know, how do I know someone is a good Navi? In other words, if someone comes to tell you that you should, you should jump up and down today, I'm a prophet, listen to me. So how do I know to listen to him? He says, well, if I'm right, it's going to rain tomorrow only in these 4 feet. And then, so if it doesn't rain tomorrow in those 4 feet, so then you know the guy's false. But let's say the guy says something tomorrow is going to happen, we're going to win a war, and you win the war. Well, I don't know that he's a true Navi, maybe he got lucky. I know if he told me something's going to happen and it didn't, he's false. But I don't know that if he told me something will happen and it does, that necessarily means he's a prophet. Maybe he just got lucky. So why didn't the Torah tell us how we know who's a true Navi? All it tells us is how we know who's a false one. So Chazal talked about this in Sanhedrin. When they say, someone who doesn't listen to a Navi, mina yada demianish. How is he supposed to know who's a real Navi that he will get punished if he doesn't listen to him? So the Gemara answers, he'll have to give you a sign, a miracle. And if he does that, then you can assume he's a Navi. Ask the Gemara, v'hamicha de lo yav le'os v'yanish. There's a story with Micha where he did not give someone a special sign and he told that person to do something. It's a story in Malachim where Micha told someone to do something. He didn't give them any sign that he's a Navi, and that person got punished for not listening to Micha. So how come Micha didn't have to give a sign to anyone? Gemara answers, Hechad is Chazik Shaini. You don't have to, a prophet doesn't need to make a miracle every single time he says something. Once a person gets a Chazakah, you know, this person, Shmuel, is Shmuel HaNavi. He's known as a Navi, so now whenever Shmuel tells anyone anything in the name of God, you have to assume it's correct. The Navi doesn't have to go around all day long every time he says something in the name of God, proving that he's a Navi. Once he's known to be a Navi, you have to listen to him. Dilote machi, because if that wouldn't be true, Avram Bahara Maria Hechashamala Yitzchak. If it wouldn't be true, then how did Yitzchak believe Avram when he said, Hashem says I should kill you? And Yitzchak said, okay, go ahead. How did he know that Avram is a real prophet? He's doing something wrong by giving up his life, if Hashem didn't say so. So how did Yitzchak believe Avram? We don't find that Avram did any miracles to prove to Yitzchak that he was a prophet. Rather, the answer is because Yitzchak knew he was a prophet from past experience. So you don't have to bring a miracle each time. Same story with Eliyahu in Har HaKarmel. So there, by Eliyahu and Har HaKarmel, Eliyahu told them, let's shech the carbon to Hashem. They were not in the Beis HaMikdash, and you're not allowed to shech the carbon outside the Beis HaMikdash. So how did they bring a carbon outside the Beis HaMikdash? It was a Horah Shael. Eliyahu said, I'm a Navi, and God told me you should do this. And they believed him. He didn't make any miracle prior to shechting that carbon to prove that he was a real prophet. So rather, you see the same point over and over again. If someone is a known prophet, they do not need to keep on making miracles every time they tell you God said something. Once they're known to be a prophet, you could believe them. Okay, they gave you two options here. Either, if you want to know who's a good prophet, so they either have to make some kind of sign for you, a miracle. The other option is, if they don't want to make a miracle, they have to then be previously known as a prophet. Meaning in the past, he told you things that would happen in the future, and they happened. After that, he doesn't need to continuously keep making miracles. Okay, so that's the way you're supposed to know who's a Navi. Even though the Torah doesn't say it specifically, Chazal tell us how you know who's a Navi. They have to give you a sign and it comes true. And if they get a chazaka, they've done it a couple times, then you could start believing them. So it says they're on a dying yesh tema. Still, this is strange. Echlo nir mazeh b'parsha. How is it not hinted to in the Torah? Vechlo chashash ha-Torah l'horas eich neida ha-davar sher dibro k'mosh chashash ha-va-amra eich neida sher lo dibro. Back to the same question. The Ron says, I'm still not satisfied. Why didn't the Torah actually spell it out? Why did Chazal spell it out? Why didn't the Torah spell it out? Why did the Torah just tell you, here's how you know who's a false prophet? Why didn't the Torah tell me, here's how I know who's a real prophet? Why is there no hint to it at all? That's the question. Vehatshuva, the answer is, Shezeh kvar nirmaz, it is hinted to, ba'omro kamoni. When Moshe says, get yourself a prophet like me. What does it mean, like me? Kalomar sheya'ames nevuaso kamosha em sasani. That this person's, whoever this guy says he's a prophet, his prophecy should be known and accepted, known to be true, like mine was known to be true. Vukvar im sapiosis, and my prophecy was known to be true based on miracles, so too. That's how you need to know who's a real Navi. It has to be a Navi kamoni, a Navi who's like me, who has done miracles for you so that you could believe him. Vim tisha, but if you'll ask then, we don't believe in Moshe that he's a prophet because he did miracles. As the Rambam famously said, right, if that's your whole belief is based on miracles, so then, you know, not necessarily maybe got we can't trust that kind of belief. Maybe someone put on a show or something, I don't know. Elal pi mashiro beinayim. We believe in Moshe because we saw with our own two eyes that Moshe was God's prophet. Because at Har Sinai, Hashem told us, ourselves. Every single Jew had prophecy at that moment. And Hashem told everybody, Moshe's my prophet. That's how we know he's our prophet. Not because he did miracles. He did do miracles for us, but that you can't ultimately believe in someone based on miracles. The only true way to fully believe in someone, God tells you that they're their prophet. And that's what happened with Moshe. And this was hinted to Moshe at the beginning of his nevuah, that he was going to be believed at a much higher level. But Omro, as it says, Moshe Hashem was telling Moshe, this is how you're going to be believed. You're going to be believed when you get out of Mitzrayim and you get the Torah at Har Sinai, and then everyone's going to know. Kach Bisho, that's the one that explains. This is what it means. Moshe Elav Hashalom Amar. Moshe said to Hashem, when Hashem is trying to get him to go to take the Jews out of Egypt, and Moshe's kind of not sure he wants to go, or reticent about going. He says, Mi anochi keilech el paro. He says, who am I that I should go to Paro? Kolomer, what'd that mean? Lo ish anochi she'a'amein b'shlichus gadol kazeh. No one's going to believe me that I'm the guy. Who am I? I'm the guy who's going to take them out of Egypt. That's a pretty big deal. I'm not known to everybody that they should be listening to me to take the Jews out of Egypt. Hashem is baruch yeshivu. Hashem responded to him, ki hu yaseh ashlichus hazeh me'asher Hashem is baruch yeimo. Hashem said, don't worry, I'm going to be with you. You don't have to worry about who are you. Aval ha'amon ha'gemura, but the true belief in you, Moshe, v'Hashem is baruch shlocho, that Hashem had sent you to do this shlichus, that will be when you serve Hashem on this mountain. Kolomar, in other words, Beis Matan Torah Shesigu Kulam Anavua. When Matan Torah happens and every Jewish person gets prophecy, that's when everyone will really know Ki Anochi Shlachticha, that I sent you. So that's what the pasuk is hinting to. The time when people will really know that I sent you will be when everyone gets the Torah and everyone becomes Nevi'im, everyone sees God, and God says to them, Moshe is my prophet. That's also what the pasuk means. Vayaminu b'Hashem v'Moshe Avdol, as we say in Shir Hashirim, right before Az Yashir, then they believed in Hashem and Moshe his servant. This particular proof doesn't seem to fit so well because it's referring to something that happened after when they saw all the Mitzrayim were drowned. That's when it says they believed in him. And the Ran did explain in a previous drasha that refers to the Jewish people believed in Moshe after all the Egyptians drowned in the sea, because that's when they knew that it was all from Hashem and not a scam. Again, that's the Ran in a previous drasha explaining why Moshe had to say the Jews were going to get out of Mitzrayim and return after 3 days. We're not going to go into that whole long story here. I'm not sure why he's bringing that pasuk here, because that doesn't seem to fit. But either way, his point is that we believe in Moshe because Hashem told us to at Har Sinai. V'imkein, and if so, yitzdach gamkein b'chol navi v'navi shnein da'amitas nevoasa k'moshe adanu Moshe l'alpiosos levad. Now the point here in this whole long speech was to get to the point of, I was supposed to know who's a good Navi so that when they tell me to do something, I should listen to them. Okay, how am I supposed to know who's a good Navi? So the Ran just got through telling you, because the Pasuk says, Moshe said, make a Navi kamoni, make a prophet who's like me. And what do you mean who's like me? Like me, Moshe, meaning that you can trust him because just like I was trusted. That's what kamoni means. To trust a Navi that you have to do what he says if he's as trustworthy as I am to be a prophet. So the Ran saying, well, no one's ever going to be as trustworthy as you, Moshe, because only by Maimon Har Sinai we all became prophets. God told us Moses is our prophet. That's how we know that Moshe is Hashem's prophet. So if that's the bar, it will never be reached by anybody. So that can't be what it means, that the Navi has to be like Moshe, because Moshe is different than everybody else. Moshe did more than miracles. We had Har Sinai where we saw he was the prophet. So what does the pasuk then mean when it says Kamoni? V'hatshuva b'zeh, the answer is, Shein lecha kol Navi v'Navi sheyi enem an yosvi ma'ashem inu Moshe kodumayim an Har Sinai minasinas osos levad. So it must mean, says the Ran, that you should believe this prophet if he's as believable to you as I was before Har Sinai, meaning when Moshe first came to the Jewish people, he just did some miracles, right? He stuck his hand in his cloak and it came out white, and he spilled the blood. Moshe did some miracles when he first got to Mitzrayim, and they believed in him based on that, and that's the bar you have to pass. In other words, if the person just does miracles, that's enough to believe in him as a regular prophet, not as a Moshe prophet, as a regular prophet, that you must listen to this prophet if they tell you to do something in the name of God. They just have to do a miracle similar to Moshe did when he first got to Egypt. Okay, so Shari Kvar Haminu also Bektas Mitzvos Protios, because we see the Jewish people did believe in Moshe even when he first got to Egypt, or before Matan Torah, I should say, in that they listened to him when they said to do a Karban Pesach. That was a mitzvah, a temporary mitzvah, because it was a mitzvah of Karban Pesach, not the permanent one. The blood on the door and all that was a temporary mitzvah. You don't believe in a Navi if they tell you to do a brand new mitzvah no one ever heard of, only if they tell you to do a temporary mitzvah. Shekvar Amar Rabbi, in other words, a mitzvah that's just for now, not for forever. Shekvar Amar Rabbi Seinu Chazal already told us, Eila HaMitzvos, Chazal Mekadrasha, that Torah says, these are the mitzvahs, Shein Navi Rashi L'chadish Davar Me'ata. You can't make up any new mitzvahs after the Torah. You know, Hashem told Moshe what the mitzvahs are, and after the Torah, no one can make up a 614th mitzvah. No prophet can come and say, I have a brand new mitzvah, hot off the press, God told it to me. Even if we know that person normally was a prophet, you don't believe him. They can't, because Hashem will not create any new mitzvahs. Temporary mitzvahs, yes, do this right now. But that a brand new mitzvah for forever, that not. So they trusted Moshe to do Karban Pesach, the Karban Pesach of Egypt, which was a once-in-a-lifetime thing, where they put the blood on the door, that was never again. Even to say, to explain something that if we're not sure about in the Torah, you can't trust a Navi. If a Navi says, this is what God told me the Torah means, when it says this, we don't listen to a Navi about that either. In other words, to permanently tell us what a mitzvah means, we don't listen to a Navi about that either. That's explained, that you'll find that in the Gemara Tzmura. Beperek Yesh Karbanos Yachid, in that parak and parak Tez Zayin Amad Al, Daf Tez Zayin Amad Al. The Gemara there says a very interesting story. Amir Yehuda Amarav. Yehuda Amarav said, B'shah Sheniftar Moshe Rabbeinu L'Gan Eden, when Moshe was going to die, Amar Lo Yoshua, he says to Yoshua, he says, Shalom Yemeni Kol HaSveikos Sheyeshlach. Moshe says, ask me anything. He's going to die. Moshe says to Yoshua, ask me anything, you know, before I go, whatever you want to know, ask me. Amar Lo, Yoshua says to him, Rebbe, Klomi Nachticha Filo Sha'achas, was I ever not by your side even 1 minute? Lo Kach Kasavta, Masharsa Yoshua Benun, Lo Yomish Misoch Ha'ol, didn't you write in the Torah that Yoshua never left the tent of Moshe? Meaning to say, Yoshua was saying, I have no questions. Moshe, I was with you all the time. I got it. I'm good. So Miyah Toshash Kocho Shel Moshe. So Moshe felt bad about this, like as if he wasn't needed. And Yoshua forgot Shalosh Meos Halachos Venodulo. So he forgot 300 Halachos Venodulo Shalosh Meos Fekos, and he got 300 doubts. So a portion of 300 Halachos of Klal Yisrael were going to be forgotten because he's the only one who knew and he forgot it. The whole Jewish people ready to kill Yoshua. 300 halachas would be forgotten forever from the Torah. Hashem says to Yoshua, I can't tell you what they were. So go get everybody busy with something else. Go start a war. Moshe Eved Hashem, as it says, after Moshe Eved Hashem died, Hashem says to Moshe, to start a war. Vod sham, and furthermore, it says there, Amr Yehuda, Amr Shmuel, Shoshes Alfi Halachas Nashtaklu b'mei Evlo Shel Moshe Rabbeinu L'Sham. There are 300 halachas that were forgotten when Moshe died. Amr Lo Yoshua Sha'al. So they said, Yoshua, ask Hashem. Amr Lehem Lo B'Shamayim. He told them the Torah is not in Shamayim. We can't ask in prophecy for mitzvot. It has to be remembered or figured out down here. Amr Lo L'Shmuel. They said to Shmuel, Sha'al, ask. Amr Lehem Eila HaMitzvot Shein Navi Rashi L'Chadish Davar. Shmuel says, a Navi can't make up new halachas. We have to have either a Masorah for Moshe Rabbeinu, a tradition for Moshe, or figure it out ourselves from the Yud Gimel Bido Shatar and the Dreshes Ben, the 13 principles to learning Torah, Darshaning Torah. Anyway, so the point all we're getting from all these stories is that Nevi'im can't make stuff up. They have to, and they can't get it from prophecy. They have to have had a tradition or to figure it out themselves, but you can't learn even explanations of mitzvos from prophecy. So Imkain, the Ran says, if so, ein ne'emanus al navi b'chidish mitzvah v'lo b'biura. You cannot trust a navi permanently about a new mitzvah or explaining an existing mitzvah. Elei she'etzaveno b'davar echelasha. We're only allowed to believe a prophet when he says, do something now, for right now, not forever, for now. B'davar zer kvar he'emanenu Moshe b'osas lavad. To that level, we had already believed Moshe just with signs, with miracles, so that's enough for that. In other words, for someone to be a prophet, that you have to believe them for something temporary. All they need to do is make signs, like Moshe did when he first got to Egypt, and they believed him to make a carbon Pesach. M. Cain, if so, yeah, nichlal ba'omro kamoni. So that therefore, when Moshe said, pick a prophet kamoni like me, she yeah neman kamoshe isi neman api osa advarim shuvuru nevuasi. He should be believed as I was believed, or she should be believed as I was believed. In the way that you first believed in me, meaning when he first came to Mitzrayim, besides Matan Torah. Ulafikach, therefore, lohutzucha Torah lachadish echaneda kishalcha Hashem yisbarach. Therefore, the Torah does not need to tell us explicitly how do I know who Hashem sent, because they just need to do a miracle, and it says kamoni, so it means they have to do a sign. Avachashav Amr just was concerned and said echaneda sadav asher lo dibur Hashem. How should we know what Hashem did, for sure did not say? So the Torah tells you, if the Navi says something in the name of God and it does not happen, so you know God didn't say it. If God said something's going to happen, it would have happened. So if the prophet says, God says this is going to happen and it doesn't happen, the person's a false prophet. Because absolutely Hashem will do what he said. However, amnam tzarich tanai. There is one condition over here that's important to keep in mind. Sheyi emashin isnabi hanavi latova. The navi has to be telling us something for the good. meaning he has to have said something positive, something good will happen to you or to the Jewish people. If the Navi says something terrible will happen, it could be that that thing will never happen, like the story of Nineveh, where Yonah was given the job to tell Nineveh they were going to be destroyed, and they weren't destroyed. Because people can do tshuva. So if a Navi says something terrible is going to happen, people can do tshuva, and then it won't happen. But whatever a Navi says, something positive will happen to you, something good, that's Ef Shashivata. That cannot be that it will be annulled. And that is how we know that there will be ultimately a final geula, because Hashem said there'll be one. He can't say he'll change his mind, because he won't. If he promised it'll happen, it'll happen. And this is what Yirmiyah said to Hananya ben Ezer. So someone who says, a Navi who says something positive will happen, like peace, when it happens, and you'll know who's a true prophet. When someone says something for good, we know it'll have to happen, and therefore if it doesn't, the guy is false. If it does, he's true. But if someone says something negative will happen and it doesn't happen, it doesn't mean they're a false prophet. It could be that the people did tshuva. Just if you remember from the Drusha Sheni, just like a person could do tshuva, a person can do the opposite, become a Rasha, and then you might think, in that case, well, then the good thing won't happen either. So the Ran says, no, that's not true. Hashem will always make the good thing happen if you promise it would happen, because that's the way we know who's a true Navi. It has to be that something is for sure going to happen. So the Ran's opinion is that if the Navi says something good will happen, it absolutely must happen. It's only if it says something bad, then it doesn't necessarily have to happen. Because this way we will have something to test the Navi with on the good. If he says something good and it happens, we know he's a correct Navi. If it doesn't happen, it's a false Navi. If a Navi says something bad about someone, something bad's going to happen, and it doesn't happen, so that's because the person did tshuva, but that's fine, because we could still have a way to test Naviim when they say things that are true. Okay, that's the end of this drush. Next time, Yirtzeh Hashem, we will chazer the drush.